You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Doc, right now we're looking at an opinion and editorial piece that featured in the Daily Maverick. It was titled The Lost Leaders Handbook 2021, written by the CEO of Tower Group, Kerry Morris. We know that the global outbreak of coronavirus has created significant challenges for leaders, and this is leaders across all levels in industries across the world. And often we don't really look to what these leaders have endured at this time when they've been, when they've had to respond to this moment with a lot of creativity, with empathy and stewardship of their organizations. So in the piece that Kerry wrote, she says there's a little blurb just to kick us off, and it says a self-confessed leader's guide to what really happens when business leaders are expected to save their people, save their business, save their country, rewrite policies, practice empathy, adjust protocols, go remote, return to work, unmute, mute, unmute, check on the kids, check on Eskom, meet targets, pay salaries, fire for theft, hire for help, scream for help, and still make it home in time for supper. So evidently, from this piece, it seems like many leaders needed a life raft, a lifeline themselves. Kerry, good afternoon. Thank you for joining us.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. I thought we could just interrogate some of the things and the points that you raise in this piece, because they're certainly interesting. As I was saying, we look to leaders to have the answers, but it's not always the case. So how would you describe what it's been like leading during this particular crisis?
It's been tough, challenging, and interesting. Really, I think as leaders, we've had to put on our survival gear and just surge through this battle, which doesn't seem to be ending.
And why did you feel the need to write this handbook?
I really think that a lot of leaders are going through the same thing, and a lot of people don't put it out there, don't speak about it, because as leaders, we are looked to for all the answers, and we're supposed to have all the answers. So really just wanted to share my experience and be vulnerable with it.
It is quite a vulnerable piece, and I wondered about the reaction that you've had to it. But let's look at some of the other points that you raised, because you say since the horrific turn of our lives in March 2020, something happened to all business leaders in South Africa and the world. We were called to serve. We were handed a mandate, which we somehow forgot we had signed. And you go on to say that from now on, as organizations, as leaders, this new mandate says that you're responsible for your employees' health, their survival, and for keeping them safe and comfortable while we navigate modern history's most devastating global pandemic. And what does this changing mandate for business mean to the expectations on leaders?
Well, I think what it means is that there is a lot of pressure on us to really look out for our employees. But with that comes, I'm sure we'll cover it, is the expectation syndrome. So the whole article really speaks about that. The employer, it is our job to look out for our employees, the survival, keeping them safe. But at the same time, we need to balance business.
And what is this expectation syndrome?
So expectation syndrome is really from an employer, the more we do, the more we are expected to do. The more we adjust, the more we are expected to adjust. And it really has become a vicious cycle of expectation within an organization.
And are you saying that it's not possible to really function that way, or for organizations to function this way? When you do raise this point about expectation syndrome, you say today we're battling with 102 new employee questions, adjusted permissions, late arrivals because we're no longer online, and unusual leave requests ad nauseum. Could it be we're seeing the rise of another pandemic in our organizations?
Absolutely. You know, it is possible, and it's all about being adaptable and flexible. But I think that there is also a fine line from an employer's perspective. And I think that sparked the article, is that we are constantly adapting daily, changing policies. And as an example, when we move from level 3 to level 4, all eyes on the employer. What are you adjusting next?
And what's the risk? What's the risk of this expectation syndrome growing?
I think the risk is that it blurs the lines very heavily. It blurs employee, employer, and it doesn't create it doesn't create the harmony that we all should have working together through this pandemic. And it's the blurred line somewhat separates you in the end.
But it's, I mean, we've talked about it on the show, and I've often also asked the question about this growing expectation and this growing demand for organizations to do more in the lives of their employees. Where will it lead us? You know, because, and I know as South Africans, we are behind where, say, multinational companies are in terms of what they actually offer employees. It's almost become a very nanny approach almost. You cannot do this, you can't do that. Like you have to step quite carefully as organizations, leaders have to step quite carefully, pussyfoot around certain issues around the workplace, around their employees. And we've unpacked those some of these areas before, that there is a growing expectation and demand on what our workplaces should do for us. Are you seeing, has this accelerated this expectation?
It has, absolutely. You know, and I get what you're saying. And, you know, as an employer, we really do need to look at what we can do constantly more for our people and for our work environment. But I think when you are challenged with navigating through a pandemic, the expectation just becomes a lot. It really does.
I want to take calls as well. 011-883-0702. If you're a leader within your work environment, whatever industry, whatever leadership or management level you're in, how have you found this period of leading in crisis, being looked to always be empathetic, to always provide stewardship and to innovate and still be creative? All the while, there is this shifting, this ground that you're on is a shifting sand all the time. So has it been particularly challenging? Employees look to you, of course, to provide that compassion to protect jobs, but to also be compassionate about the things that they are going through. And it places a lot more of an expectation on the workplace and on leaders. 011-883-0702, 072-702-1702 for your WhatsApps and your voice notes. But Kerry, on the other side as well, as a role player in society, surely this is a role, a growing, the expectation that we now have on organizations, that we, many people would say that we let organizations get away with not doing enough in society, and that they do need to be responsive to the needs of the society that they serve, the employees of the society, of the society or the society where these employees come from. So you cannot operate with the head in the sand or business as usual when so much has changed in the lives and in the society that surrounds you.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more with that. From an employer perspective, you know, if you are an employer that is constantly changing, as we do at Tower Group, we're constantly adapting, constantly trying to make life easier during this time for our employees. You know, there is a time where you have to draw a line and put a boundary in place. Mm-hmm. There's a time that those expectations reach their ceiling as well.
And this is where the handbook comes in.
Yes.
Yeah. So let's look at how to reestablish these boundaries. As you say, some leaders may feel lost at this time when there is a yes expected to various requests.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think just in general, the various requests and the hundreds that we get daily, you know, a yes is also not a free pass. And too many yeses, then the expectation becomes that it will always be yes, and there is a stage where it's going to be a no.
Mm-hmm. And
you know, it's also not a popularity contest. So when the yeses are going, it's all great, but then when the no comes, the attitudes change.
Mm-hmm. So how should that be managed?
Well, from my perspective, I just manage it daily and very transparently, very big on communication with people, and to let them know exactly where our boundaries are and when they have reached those boundaries within the business.
Mm-hmm. And that might mean not being popular. That might not go down well.
Most of the time, yes.
Mm-hmm. So redrawing these boundaries, especially at a time when so much has moved out, you know, the boundary has moved and now you have to redraw it. That would mean or require a lot of management and a lot of resetting of the expectations of what a workplace can do for you.
It does require a lot of resetting and a lot of management, but it really, for me and for Tower Group and our management team, comes down to very clear communication around this.
Mm. What
so,
are some?
You know, they do expect us to be the boss and not their friend. And I found, especially during these times when people are highly stressed and anxious, they do need somebody to redraw these lines and keep them within the line. It does provide a bit of a safety net as well.
Mm, that's interesting. As human beings, we know even children, boundaries are really important in making us, in helping us make sense of the world, in helping us gain some level of control or understanding, better understanding, because without boundaries, then there's just too much looseness. What kind of requests have you found most difficult to deal with in this time?
From personally and internally at Tower Group, it's really from a... Obviously, with COVID and especially with parents having young children and schools closing, and we are not a work-from-home business, so we are at the office, which then creates what leave does it come out of. The leave issue has been quite a big internal struggle for us.
Mm-hmm.
We do have special provision COVID policies in place that does not come off your annual leave. But then there's still the operations and day-to-day if your child's school closed. And now with children being sick, the doctors are booking them off without testing for 10 days. Where does that, how do you operate and where does that come from? So a lot of it has been around more of a leave and who's carrying that leave and where is it coming from? We all limited as employees with the number of days we get according to the law.
Mm. Yeah, no, thank you for raising it. And let's see what kind of conversations it sparks from other leaders. Have many come forward to say they concur with your viewpoint?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The article is disruptive and I was very aware of that, but it's also my opinion and my experience. And a lot of leaders have absolutely stood by it and said it's exactly how they were feeling. And they've really taken a lot of value from the article.
Right. Well, Kerry, thank you very much for joining us. We're out of time. That's the CEO of the Tower Group, Kerry Morris.